Good afternoon. Tracy Morgan with you with your extended news at noon. And today with me on the phone is Ryan Good. He's a coordinator with Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments. He's also a board member, too. And we're going to talk about the organization because it's very local. And that's what I love. I mean, I was talking to Ryan a few minutes ago, and I said, I haven't heard this nationally. And he's like, oh, it's local. So I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. So Ryan is on the phone. Ryan, welcome to the program. Nice to have you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so you are very local. So explain, first of all, your service area for Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments.
So our service area, we try to, like you were saying, we do stay local. We do tournaments from Slippery Rock to Armstrong, Butler, of course. And we actually are doing a scholarship in Indiana for in the Indiana Women's Flag Football League. We teamed up with them as well. So we do a lot of tournaments, but we do a few other outreaches as well.
So I haven't heard of this before today, the Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments. When did you get established, and what was your initial thought behind putting this together?
So this was actually established in 2017. It was just a couple of buddies getting together, and we said we just wanted to put a cornhole tournament together. And then we decided, you know what, let's make this bigger than ourselves. And we had a family that we knew personally that we wanted to help. The young boy actually had cancer. And we said, you know what, let's just do a benefit for him. So we did that, and it was a huge success. The first year we had about 28 teams, so we did it again in 2018. And we ended up with 44 teams. So it's been
wow.
A huge success, and it's been a lot of fun.
And it's only cornhole. That's it, right?
We do a couple. We do cornhole. We do flag football, we do volleyball, and we actually partnered up with the Ian Easy Life Campbell Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and they do a softball one as well.
Okay, all right. So the one we're going to focus on today that will be on Saturday, July 18th in our area is going to be for cornhole, and I'm going to ask you about cornhole in just a minute, but let me ask you how you go about as a charity deciding who you're going to help, because I know so many people I've talked to in my shoes here as an interviewer, they would love to help everyone, and they can't. So how do you go about deciding or finding those who are in need?
So what we actually did this year, we have a bunch of board members, and we all reached out to different people, reached out to the community, trying to find what families do need help and what we could do to help them. And then we all sat down as a board, and, of course, this was a very difficult part for all of us. We went through all of these different submissions trying to figure out who we could help, what we could do, and we had about 10 submissions, and we narrowed it down to three of them that we were going to be able to help this year. We did have two tournaments that were canceled due to COVID-19, but we were still able to help those families with other sponsorship monies, and some of our board members also pitched in some cash to kind of help these families too.
What does it look like to have a cornhole tournament right now in the days that we're living? Of course, July is down the road, and in the way that we've been living, it seems like every hour is different. So by the time we hit July 18th, this could be different. But as you're looking at it right now as we're talking, what does it look like to hold a tournament with the pandemic still ongoing?
So surprisingly, I've actually spoken with the Fieldhouse Restaurant a couple of times now, just trying to make sure that we touch base on everything, make sure we're following all the rules and regulations. And right now, with this being an outdoor tournament and typically with cornhole boards already being separated, we don't have any limitations. If we do want to go up to the restaurant part, there's limitations with that. But the cornhole section itself, we're actually going to be free to do what we want.
Now, the Fieldhouse Restaurant is in southern Butler County, right? Is that Cabot-Saxonburg area?
Yep, that is correct.
So this will be Saturday, July 18th, Fieldhouse Restaurant, right along 356. And it starts at 11 a.m. It's $50 per team to enter. How many teams do you have so far?
We actually have 41 teams as of right now signed up.
41, and you're looking for more.
Yeah, we'll take as many as we can get. We have a bunch of cornhole boards that we can set up. This tournament usually lasts about 5-6 hours. Everybody's guaranteed 4 games, so it's a lot of fun the entire day.
How does a team get eliminated? How long is one round? Do you have to go through multiple rounds? How is this set up?
So we actually do a round robin first. We want to make sure that everybody gets to play. Obviously, you're going to have teams showing up that are extremely competitive and teams showing up like myself, they just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, so we do a round robin first to make sure that everybody does get a chance to play, and then we go directly into a single elimination tournament. And then the winner of that, we have a first and a second place that do walk away with some winnings. Obviously, we're trying to make sure that we do give a lot to these families, but we do give an award out to these top two teams.
I love it. And when you say the competitiveness, I'm just, it's interesting to see the different levels of competitiveness. We'll just say that. Some people have matching shirts and they really get into this. And a lot of people practice this.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of teams. You'll see some matching shirts. We had one team show up with American flags with kittens all over at the one time. And then we had people showing up with their own canopies that were setting up. It's a big deal for some people.
I love it. And I chuckle in of course, the best of life. Hey, if you get into it, you get into it. You know, it's something fun to do, and I think we're looking for something fun to do right now in the way that we're living. But this is the Cornhole Tournament with the Prayers Answered Charity Tournament. When I read Prayers Answered, I think of faith-based. Are you faith-based, or is that just how you named the charity organization?
Oh, yeah, huge faith-based. Huge Christian, me and my wife, huge Christians, and a lot of our board members are as well. At the end of the day, we just want to answer as many prayers as we can to just kind of build spirits up and just connect with God. We do start off each tournament with a prayer, and we will continue to be doing that as well.
Is this based out of a certain church, or was just this your initiative and those folks that you're familiar with jumped on board?
It was actually just my initiative, and all these folks saw what we were doing. Most of them are close to me, and they're good friends, and they saw what was happening. They wanted to jump on board, and they've been a huge help along the way. When I first started doing this, I was doing it with me and my wife, and a couple friends were helping out, but now we actually have a committed board, so it's making it a huge success and building up a lot higher and a lot more than I expected.
Ryan, I'm losing you a little bit on your phone, so let me just ask another question. Hopefully that'll clear up. But Ryan Good is the coordinator, founder, board member of Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments. And the Cornhole Tournament that we're talking about today is Saturday, July 18th at the Fieldhouse Restaurant. That's Southern Butler County along Route 356 as you're trying to make your way to Cabot and Sarver and Saxonburg in that direction. This will start at 11 a.m., $50 per team to enter. And I will ask you in a moment, Ryan, how we do enter. But first, let's talk about the family that's going to benefit from this particular tournament. Can you talk about the family and what is their situation?
Sure. I can talk about the family. It's actually going to be Sean Sweeney's family. His family is brought to us by their aunt. She had mentioned their whole story to me. And it's always difficult to hear this different stories that are going on, but Sean is actually a 15-year-old boy with HLHS. It's hyperplastic left heart syndrome. He's actually had multiple open heart surgeries to try to correct this. I believe he's had 5 now. I could be wrong. It could be 6. So there's just a lot going on with this family, and sadly, in January of 2017, his father unexpectedly passed away as well. His mother has been the sole provider for the family, and there's 6 children. So it's been a lot. And to top it all off, about 2 weeks ago, the family also lost their house to a fire. So it's just, this family has taken a few hits, and we just, at the end of the day, our goal is just to answer some of these prayers for this family. I know that they're going through some hard times, and we're just trying to do whatever we can for them.
Will you be giving them money that is raised, or will you turn that into paying their bills? How is it that you will be benefiting them with this tournament?
So what we do is, with the proceeds that do come in, we give the cash to them. We have a few of our board members sit down with the family. We count it out right there. We give it to the family. We never try to dictate what they have to do with the money. We just want to help them. If the money is going towards food, if it's going towards bills, if it's going towards rent, at the end of the day, we just want to help in any way that we can. So we never dictate what they do with the money, just as long as they have some cash in hand to help themselves along the way.
Do you have a financial goal that you set for, I say, particular families, but let's just talk about this family for a moment, the Sean Sweeney family. Do you have a financial goal that you would like to hit?
We do have a financial goal that we'd like to hit. We like to be anywhere between about $2,000 to $4,000. Each year does vary depending on participants. So our goal is about $3,000 to help this family. If we reach it, great. If we go above that, even better. But that is our ultimate goal.
And will you have additional ways to give to this family when we're on site for this particular cornhole tournament?
Yeah, we actually will. We actually do a 50-50 on site, and we also do raffle baskets as well. We have a lot of great sponsors. Butler County is huge and great about giving back to the community. So we have a few different raffle baskets from different companies around here, Keelan Dental being one of them. NovaCare is also giving us a basket as well. So it's been huge.
Again, this is the Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, July 18th. Fieldhouse Restaurant, Southern Butler County there, along 356. Starts at 11 a.m., $50 per team to enter. All proceeds will benefit the Sean Sweeney family. How do we get registered, Ryan?
So they actually can contact us via our website at pack-trust.com. They can give me a call. I have it on the flyer. My phone number is listed on the flyer. And also they can reach out to us via our Facebook page. We have a Facebook page. It's Pack Trust. So that's the main way of contacting us.
How many people make up a team? Is it just four? Is it six? Is it eight? What's a team made of?
It's actually just two people.
Just two people.
Yep.
So if you're splitting the cost of the entrance fee, if you break it down, it's only $25 per person. And that's, you know, $50 is a great price to be able to go towards a family in need. And then again, folks, if you want to give extra money while you're on site, you're more than welcome to do that. So, Ryan, here's my big question. What's the trick with cornhole? How do I win? Because I'm not really good at cornhole. I've tried.
Watching a few of these people throw, I still don't have it down myself. They have this nice little twirl that they throw.
Right?
I throw my cornhole backhand, so I have no idea.
You throw backhand. See, I haven't even thrown a backhand. I just try my best to get it down there. Do people have, I mean, because people practice this, and so I'm wondering, and we don't have the phone lines open right now, but I'm wondering if people do have some kind of technique that they make, that they hit it every time.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's pretty amazing. There's a couple people that are in this tournament that I've seen multiple times, put all four in the hole multiple times, so it's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting. How long have you been doing cornhole tournaments? I know you mentioned that there have been other tournaments that you've done. Oh, the dogs joined us. I've had that happen at home, too. I know. This is where we are in broadcasting now. But how many cornhole tournaments have you held throughout the past many years?
Well, we started in 2017. We took the 2019 year off. So we've done three cornhole tournaments. But like I said, we took 2019 off because we were focusing on the Ian Easy Life Campbell Foundation when we were doing this volleyball and softball for that one.
So if I'm listening today and I'd like to be a part of your organization, if there's some way that you could partner up with you in some way, some fashion, Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments, how would I go about contacting you? What's the best way to have that conversation? What's your suggestion?
The easiest way to contact us is actually by phone. And as long as it's okay, I'll give my phone number.
Yes,
around.
Please do. Mm-hmm.
It is actually 724-859-5402. They can contact me if they want to talk about the organization itself, if they want to put a team in, whatever they want to do. I'm more than happy to talk about PACT and what we are doing.
Fabulous. How many more teams can you take for this particular cornhole tournament? I know you said you'd like as many as possible. Do you have a limit for the number of teams that you can take in order to be able to be done in 12 hours?
Well, we've actually, like I said, we ran 44 teams the last time we did this in 2018, and we were done in about 5 hours. So I'd be more than happy to go above 60, up to 70, and go from there. My goal right now is let's hit 50. If we can get 50 teams, that's great. That can really help out this family, but we'll see what we can do.
I really appreciate what you're doing. It just sounds like a great organization. And you are 501? Are you a 501c3 at this point?
We are actually just a trust.
Okay, a trust. And I love the fact that you put this together. And for was there any inspiration behind it? I know you said you thought of this and it was something you wanted to do. People jumped on board. Was there some person in your life that was the inspiration behind you helping others?
Actually, the inspiration kind of came from the little boy. And I could say his name, his mom is okay with it. His name is Toby Collins. He actually had brain cancer, and he was my inspiration when we first started doing this. I've coached Toby's brother, Steven, in youth football, And just getting to know Toby, getting to know that family, I mean, the kid was a rock star. He's an amazing kid. So it was kind of my inspiration behind it, was just to kind of help him. So that's where it started.
Very good. Ryan Good, coordinator, founder, board member of Prayers Answered Charity Tournaments. And Ryan, before we go, just any final thoughts that you'd like to share with us about the organization or the cornhole tournament?
Yeah, if everyone could, just come on out. Support us on July 18th at the Field House. Come out, have a drink, play some games, and answer some prayers.
Again, cornhole tournament Saturday, July 18th at the Field House Restaurant starts at 11 a.m. $50 per team to enter, and all proceeds will benefit the Sean Sweeney family. Ryan, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate all you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much.